The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
What's up? Your boy Spanish Fly in the house once again for another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. That's right. How's everybody doing this Friday? Hope everybody's having themselves a fantastic Friday. I know I am. I'm especially looking forward to tonight. Arizona State versus Fresno State Bulldogs. That's right. Las Vegas Bulls happening. Can't wait for that game to start, man. Hopefully Fresno State whoops that ass because the Las Vegas Bowl champs. Not only that, you know, they're the Mountain West champs, you know, fucking, you know, all they got a lot of room for championships, man. They got all those figures for the rings and shit. Bring them on home, man. Bring them on home to Fresno State, baby. Bring it on home. That's right. But, of course, this is the Spanish Fly Experience. And, of course, this season and this week, we are spotlighting the year 1992. That's right. Last week was 1991. Of course, the week before that was 1990. But this year, 1992, man, there were a lot of dope hits in that year. A lot of shit. A lot of R&B cuts that dropped that year were fire hits, one after another, after another, after another. Man, I wish I could make this podcast longer, you know, a couple more hours, man, because there were a lot of songs out there. I only have 7 songs for this show. I mean, there were more than 7. There were countless songs. I don't know. I lost count. But I picked the 7 songs that I believe that, to me, you know, I just were part of my life that I loved listening to back then in 1992. And, yeah, I'm very happy to go ahead and share this with you once again for the Spanish Fly Experience, Season 2, Episode number 3, highlighting the year 1992. That's right. You know, Christmas time is around the corner as well. I mean, what? Let me see. From today, it being, the 14th? Man, only 11 days left before Christmas. God, this time is just going by. This year is going by so quick. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys saw my Facebook post. For those of you guys who follow me on Facebook, saw my Facebook post. And you know what? I'm glad this year is finally fucking ending, man. A lot of shit happened this year, but you know what? I ain't going to talk about that. I ain't going to ruin the show with bullshit. But anyhow, that's right. 1992 is being done this week, and we are also being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing over at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Check it out. Dope gear for everybody. No matter who you are, they got you covered. You know, you want something for your mom, for your dad, your boyfriend, girlfriend, for yourself, they got you covered, man, over there at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. The winter gear is dropping. Of course, you still got the fall lineup out there. And, of course, you know, for the winter lineup, they got the sweaters, the hoodies, the long-sleeve shirts. You guys want to wear a T-shirt during the summertime, during the wintertime, they got you covered. And it's nice-looking fucking dope design, man. You know, I got to work a couple myself, but, you know, go ahead and check it out. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Mention Spanish Fly at the very end when your card is full. Go to pay. Get 10% off. Saving you guys money for Christmas. That's right. Make sure you spend that money wisely, that 10% that I saved you. And, you know, give me some. No, just kidding. All right, 1992. One of the things that happened that year was the LA riots. That's right. Following the acquittal of the police officers involved in the beating of Rodney King in 1991. You got to remember that? Them riots got crazy. crazy in 1992. According to LA Times, more than 60 people had died over 5 days in the city with Lunas Center on fire. Man, I still remember that. Ugly, man. I'm glad we weren't a part of that. We're glad that happened way over there down south. You know, feel bad for, you know, Rodney King, man, getting shit beat out by them cops. But, you know, you had also that one dude, Reginald Danny, got beat really, really hard. The truck driver, innocent dude, got beat up hard, man. But people out there, they were mad about the acquittal of them cops. But, you know, yeah, all right. That's some of the things that happened in 1992. And, of course, this song right here, where we're about to kick off the show with, this dude right here actually emerged in the late 1980s. He is a godfather. I'm sorry, his godfather was Barry White. That's right. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie House Party 3, one of my favorite movies, Kid and Play, by the way, when Immature was in there doing a little rap scene and there was a little jazz band in the background. This dude was on the piano, playing the piano on there. Yeah, made a little cameo on there. But of course, he got down with some R&B hits, and one of my favorite ones that we're about to kick the show off with, who am I talking about? I am talking about Chucky Booker, my boy, man. Right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, starting off the song called Games. That's right. Chucky Booker, Games, getting it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, doing 1992, y'all. That was Chucky Booker out of Los Angeles, California, with Games, with the Spanish Fly Experience. I am your host, Spanish Fly. How you guys doing? And La Casa taking care of you once again with the Spanish Fly Experience, doing season number 2, episode number 3, highlighting the year 1992. That's right. Of course, man, dope hits that year, man. Like I was saying before they started playing this first song, were fucking, man, these songs are just fucking one fire cut after another. Boom, 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 nonstop. A lot of fucking, a lot of R&B thrown down back then, man. If you listen to, like, the countdowns, like, because I got Sirius XM, this is not a, you know, I guess a thing to go out there and go tell you to go get them, you know. I had a Sirius XM, of course, you know, I listened to the 90s online during the weekends, and they do a lot of countdowns, of course, during the weekends, and if you ever were to listen to these countdowns, especially in the early 90s, they play all kinds of weird shit, you know, like, I don't know, Billy Joel, maybe Celine Dion, and Mickey songs back then, you know, fucking Bryan Adams, but you know what, though, once it started getting down to the top 10 songs, that's when they started getting fucking, fucking New Jack era started kicking in. The R&B started kicking in. You started hearing songs like people from Shy, like fucking Whitney Houston. All sorts of fucking good-ass R&B groups. And yeah, taking over the top 10 over there on Sirius XM, 90s on 9. Yeah, that's right. I love listening to that. You know, a lot of songs I hear on there, man, I ain't heard in ages. Man, bring me bad memories, boy. You know, but anyway... You know, if you were 1992, if you were around at that time, you know, you were, I was, what, 16 years old at the time? 15, turning 16 in August. We were also watching movies like Aladdin. Yeah, you know, the voice was a dude from Full House. Also, we were watching movies like Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg, when she turned into a nun, hiding from a dude that was a murderer. She was like, it was like a witness protection, went into go hiding with the nuns and shit. Love that movie. Reminds me of my grandma, rest in peace. Also, The Bodyguard, you know, Whitney Houston was on there, and fucking good ass movie. Also, Home Alone 2 came out that year. But I actually like Home Alone 1 better than Home Alone 2. But yeah, gotta throw it out there, man. This movie right here was like the highlight of my fucking teenage years in 1992, even though I didn't know what the fuck the movie title meant, or even what the whole, you know, plot of that movie was. I just remember watching it over there in Clovis at the UA Cinemas right there in Sierra Vista, where it's closed down now. They turn that shit into some kind of a haunted house every year. Yes, right. I'm talking about, that's cue the drum roll. I'm talking about Boomerang. Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, David Alan Greer was on there. Robin Gibbons was on there. Eartha Kitt. Fucking Halle Berry was on there. Love that movie, man. Dude fucking was a big old player. Fell in love with all the, you know, well, made all the chicks fall in love with him. Once he hit it, he was out. He was done. You know, what went around came around. Boomerang. That's right. Got with Robin Gibbons. She did him what he did to all the females, man. That movie, boy. Fucking love that movie. I can watch that movie over and over again. Man, talking about Boomerang, y'all. 1992. And of course, talking about movies, we're also going to talk about music on this show, which we are trying to do here. I'm getting off on other subjects. My next song is from a dude who was half of the group Guy with his brother, Teddy Riley. This dude right here, he went single for a little while, did a couple of songs like I Miss You, Toss It Up with Tupac, you know, with Casey and JoJo as well, and Danny Boy. You hear him in the background. He was also, I believe, on the Pumps and the Bump video. He was doing the background. you guys want to know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Aaron Hall. My next song right here, the song is called Don't Be Afraid, off the Juice soundtrack. Your boy Spanish Fly right here. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Highlighting the year 1992.
Oh, baby, don't you be afraid. I promise I won't hurt you. No way, no way. And through the good times.
hand and side by side
with me.
Aaron Hall, Don't Be Afraid. Your boy Spanish Fly and La Casa taking care of you this week for 1992, highlighting the best R&B cuts, in my opinion, for that year. So many of them, but I just thought I would share these seven on this show. Of course, this show being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing over at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Check them out. Get your gear, whatever you want to wear. After that, check out. Make sure you put in the Spanish Fly in there. And, of course, you get 10% off the final total at the end. That's right. Saving you money for Christmas. Like I said, you know, buy yourself something nice, too. Or buy your girl something. Buy your boyfriend something. Husband, wife, whoever the fuck's listening to this. Make sure you're doing it. Do something nice for your significant others or your family members or loved ones. You know, do it. Just take care of them, all right? That little money I'm saving you guys. 10% off. All right. My next song right here comes from a group that formed in Atlanta, Georgia. And now these girls right here are one of the hottest trios in the R&B biz in the 90s. I mean, they were up there with SWV, up there with En Vogue. And these girls right here were fucking dropping fucking badass cuts, you know, one after another, of course. Their first album, one of their first albums was Ooh on the TLC tip. Yeah, I don't give away what I'm talking about. you know, they had such hits as What about your friends? Hat to the back. Of course, you know, unfortunately, one of the members, we lost links to the left eye lobes in Honduras back in 2002. The car accident. And I don't know why she was the only one that died. Everybody else survived except her. Man. Wish, I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I'm glad the other females survived, don't get me wrong. But I just wish my girl Tia left eye would have walked out of there, man. But of course, you know, things happen. We'll always remember her. Remember, she used to be married to Andre Rison, set his house on fire. She was a crazy chick, especially in the early years, man. But, of course, you know, T-Boz was with Mac 10. I don't know so much about Chili. She was just being her, you know, being herself. But, yeah, my girls, TLC, man. Much love to these girls, man. The highlight of my teenage years, of course, growing up in the 90s, were like, I mean, just so many songs that they dropped, man, were always like top 10 hits. And the song I'm about to play for you was one of my favorites. A little slow cut, kind of took them away from that little, like, that little crazy chick era that they were presenting themselves with. Got down, got like, you know, they were showing some love on this song. I'm talking about Baby, Baby, Baby. And my girls, TLC, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Hope you love this song, because I know I do. This is one of my jams right here. Check it out.
I got
TLC. Baby, baby, baby. Man, remember that song right there? I know you guys do. That song still is hot today, no matter what, you know, what, 26 years later? Gee. Oh, man, this is so much, you know, time just flew by so quick. 26 years don't even seem like 26 years to me. It seems like only, I don't know, 16. I don't know. I feel like I'm 10 years behind in my life. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I am Spanish Fly, and I am here taking care of you once again for another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience, you know, highlighting the year 1992, where we are taking the best cuts, in our opinion, out of both me and my producer's mind, and bringing it to you guys this week for the year 1992. I may have forgotten some here and there, but you know what, though? Like I said, there were just too many. And, you know, I just would have just shot in the dark, shot 7 songs down. These are the ones that fell and landed on my lap, and I'm showcasing them for you right here in the Spanish Fly Experience, Season 2, Episode 3, doing the year 1992. Of course, you know, how were things going back then in 1992? Man, average monthly rent for a crib, $519 a month. You can't even get a fucking a bedroom for even that much. Bedrooms are going for at least $700-$800 a month now for, you know, when you rent with someone with a house, you know, or a roommate or whatever, man. Damn, you know, average income that year was $30,000. But then again, the minimum wage back then was, you know, of course, everything was way cheaper. Minimum wage was like, what, fucking $4 around there? Man, what a time to be living back was in 1992, you know, be able to survive back then, you know. Not now. Shit, what, loaf of bread now is like $3, $2 now. You'd be able to buy it for $1 before and less. Say goodbye to all that shit, you know. Inflation, taxes, fuck all that bullshit, of course. But anyway, even the average cost of a new car back then was still almost around where it's at now, $16,950, you know. It was a good time to be around in 1992 if you were balling, I'll tell you that much. But anyway, on to my next song. This group, they're actually from they were from two parts. One was from Kansas City, Missouri, the other half was from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, they reached the number one song on the Billboard charts that year, 1992. But of course, you know, they were, you know, hit and miss everywhere now and then. But you know, they did produce songs like "But of Love" for Next, also "Love Makes No Sense" for Alexander O'Neill. You know, they did a lot of good producing, a lot of, you know, background stuff, especially working with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. But you know, they did get together and make one song, and I'm talking about "Low Key" with a question mark at the end. Kind of weird how they did that, you know. But one of the jams right here, their one and only song, reached number one, like I said, on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles chart. I'm talking about "I Got a Thing for You" with Low Key. Get it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, highlighting the year 1992. Oh.
You should. You put some things on my mind. Now don't desert me, but girl, just hurt me with all the love you can find. Oh, baby girl, my lemon drop, my lollipop, girl, candy must be your name. Cause your sweetness is my weakness, and I'm damn sure nothing can be this.
Girl, I can't bet you, the sense I met you, the sun does shine every day. Yeah.
Every day.
No dreariness, a loneliness has dug in my bad way. Ooh, I never wanna call my heart my father. Baby, when we're apart, Cupid must have hit the spot, shooting an arrow.
That was Low Key with I Got a Thing for You, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, showcasing the year 1992. Only hit ever dropped from that group right there, you know. But I went on to go to produce a lot of other songs with a lot of other people like Next and Shanice and stuff like that. But of course, that song right there was good enough to make my, my choice to play for you on this show right here. You know, I love that little mellow groove that they play on this song right here, you know, girl, you got it going on. But a lot of panty droppers, man. New Jack Swing, man, New Jack Era helped contribute to a lot of panty dropping back in the day, yeah, of course. Especially with the R&B band. God, no better way to describe it, you know, especially around that year of the 1990s. 1990s R&B, you know. But if I had to, I would do it all over again. Hell yeah, I would. Shit, put my little life on hold now for something like that, just to take a little trip back, sounding like motherfucking Uncle Rico over here. But anyway, your boy Spanish Fly right here. If you were around in 1992, what shows were popular that year? Let me see. Oh, you guys remember Ren and Stimpy show, right? Yeah, it's the dog and the cat, you know, fucking, I think the dog was a pussy, the cat was a more fucking crazy motherfucker, you know. Of course, Law and Order, and one of the most favorite ones back then, VHS recording, was America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah, I remember you watching that show every single week. Was it Danny Tanner, the host of that show for a while? Fucking, what's his name? Bob Saget. Yeah, I think he was for a little while in the beginning. He was doing that, and fucking, of course, we were watching Full House that year. you know, TGIF Fridays. Remember those? Yeah, I remember TGIF. Try to resurrect it now, but nah, it ain't the same. And of course, let me see one more. The Jerry Springer Show had debuted. You know, it wasn't where it is. You know, where all the people were fighting on stage. He was actually more political back then. He would bring on these guests, sit there and powwow and talk about, you know, business and bullshit till I guess his ratings started to suck. And next thing you know, got the Jerry, you know, fucking people fucking their sisters and brothers and, you know, just whatever the, you know, whatever the theme was that he had back then, man. But of course, like I said, that was the Jerry Springer Show. Very crazy shit happened back then. But anyway, of course, one of my other favorite songs I dropped that year from 1992 out of LA, California during the New Jack Swing era. They had groups like, they had members like Michael Angelo, Eric Kirkland, Irving Washington III, Philip Johnson. This song right here actually sampled from the song, from Michael Jackson's song, I Can't Help It. One of my favorites right here. I remember looking everywhere for this cassette single. Finally found it. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Portrait. What say, Rudy? What do you say? You hit play on that motherfucker. Let's get this song going. Which one? This is Here We Go Again. Hottest cut back in 1992 right here. With the Spanish Fly Experience. Hope y'all enjoy this one.
Same.
Portrait. One hit wonders right there. Well, Here We Go Again. That was one of my favorite songs right there of all time, too, right there. Of course, you know, a lot of R&B cuts, like I tell you. That's one of these dopest songs of 1992, which is the year that we are highlighting this week on the Spanish Fly Experience. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to your Friday. Hopefully, everybody's enjoying the show. Hope you guys are. Yes, raise your hand if you are. That's right. Hopefully, we're kicking off your Friday right by bringing you the best cuts of 1992. Of course, next week, I think we're going to do some something different. We're going to take a break for the 1990s for a week, and we're going to go and we're actually going to throw some Christmas jams on for you guys. You know, of course, what better way than to start the weekend off for Christmas weekend? You know, got Christmas Eve on Monday, Christmas Day on Tuesday. So, of course, we'll be here for you guys once again for, you know, whatever we can do to make you guys happy, whatever puts smiles in you guys' faces, our listeners out there. You know, even want to hear some Christmas music, we got you covered. Check it out next week on the Spanish Fly Experience. You know, there might be a story or two behind these Christmas songs I'm going to play for you guys. So, anyhow, want to say what's up right quick to my sponsors, Villains and Saints Clothing, over at villainsandsaintsclothing.com, man. Check them out. Dope streetwear for everyone out there. Winter lineup coming out pretty soon. It hasn't dropped already. Of course, you know, you mentioned Spanish Fly at the end, you get 10% off. You know, I want you guys to check it out. I want you guys to check out the gear and tell me what you guys think. You know, I know you guys are gonna know my opinion on it, but you know, let them know what's up, man. Tell them what you guys think about the gear, man. Let them know what you guys think. And while you're at it, get yourself a little something for your girl, your boy, your mom and dad, whoever the fuck, you know, brother, sister, even if it's for yourself, all right? VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Check them out. All right. My next group right here originated out of Buffalo, New York. Of course, a part of the New Jack Swing era. This group right here actually is weird, their name, you know. The past members of this group were people like Kevin Scott. Also, you got Jake Carter. You got Dwight, Mr. Dude Wyatt, and Joe J.R. Sales. You know, these guys right here, pretty dope songs that they dropped in 1992. One of their songs, one of my most favorite songs, besides the one I'm about to play for you, song is called I Miss You. Also, there's a song on there called I've Been Watching. Do You Every Night. You know, these fools were all about love and, you know, R&B, New Jack Swing, man. But they knew what was up back then, man. But the song that they were popular for, that took them all the way to number 4 in the hot R&B charts in 1992, is my next song right here. This is Joe Public. The song is called Live and Learn. Right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, highlighting the year for you, 1992.
Everybody that lives surely dies. A lot of people ask the questions, why? Cause if you're not, your whole life could be spent doing time for a crime you say you didn't even do. The only fool that you're fooling is the fool that is you. Didn't even turn around and check to see the victim's burning. I guess it's doing what they say, that without living there's no learning. And this is from the J, the O, and the E. Mary, 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 it's quite contrary. Yo, how did you earn your dough? You didn't finish school, you ain't got no job. But to the human eye, that's pretty simple. You're always talking about what you want is respect, but never thinking about the little boy you neglect. Spending his formative years in a living hell, not realizing one day he'd end up in jail. Now on the other hand, it's damn my man who planned the scam. Man, I'll be damned, it was the ultimate flim-flam. He was saying that it was easy as pie, but little did Dan know he was about to die.
Joe Public would Live and Learn here in 1992 for you. The Spanish Fly Experience. Spanish Fly here having a great time playing you these songs, man. I've fucking been gigging this whole time just listening to this shit, man. Just, you know, slow, fast, whatever the fuck. These songs right here just flashing my brain back to the good times, man, back in 1992. The year that I was a sophomore, about to be a junior that year. Of course, and I was living in a little town called Parlier, California, out there in the boonies. So all my family members, are you listening to this? You guys remember that place out there, right? When we lived out there on Riverbend, out there in the boonies with the canal beside us. You know, that's my pops was back, you know, was alive back then. Rest in peace, Dad. I miss you, man. But, you know, just good times back being at home, you know. My sister Adriana, my sister Natalie, you know, my mom Sylvia. My dad, Paul, rest in peace. You know, we were, it was a crazy, you know, we went through some crazy times back in that old fucking brick house. But, hey, we made it through life, did what we had to do. And here we are, standing before you, including myself, Mr. Spanish Fly, bringing you the cuts for that year, 1992. And, you know, this, my last song right here, unfortunately, you know, got to bring it to an end. I'm telling you. There are so many other songs out there that I know I forgot to showcase on this one, but we only get, you know, only get 7 songs that I get to play for you. You know, just that's what we came to an agreement on, me and my producer, Mr. Rudy Herrera. Once again, I want to thank you for hooking it up for me out there, man. Every single week, doing the fucking big for me, man. You know, putting it out there for everyone to listen to on the podcast platforms out there. Make sure you guys are spreading the word, man. All our hard work that we're doing, putting in for this. Show everybody love, you know, just show everybody what's going on. Show us some love, man. You know, let everybody know what's cracking with the Spanish Fly Experience. And of course, gotta bring it to an end with this last song right here. Oh man, I love this one. One of my most fucking, I mean, this song right here probably has to be the most fucking favorite song of all fucking 1992. No matter what song came out that year, Portraits, the one I played, I know I missed probably Whitney Houston songs earlier. You know, no matter, this song right here took it above the fucking rest right here. This song set the bar for fucking the R&B cuts with the fucking bump and grind cuts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about R. Kelly. I'm talking about Jodeci. Should play some R. Kelly on the show, right, Rick? But we'll do that next week or the week after, you know. But of course, you know, man, showing my boys Jodeci some love on the second week in a row in the 1990s. I'll tell you, man, Jodeci was dropping like it was fucking hot. Like there was no tomorrow. Panty droppers all fucking day long. This song was actually on the album Forever My Lady. You know, I'm talking about Come and Talk to Me. But they went and they did a remix, and the remix was fucking on fire. Just this song right here, man. You just hear it. You just like, man, you know. But no, if you guys listen to this song, some babies will be made, man. Gonna bring back memories. Cause these still, like I said, this song right here knows how to do it. I'm telling you. Listen to it all the way through, man. You know, gets a little crazy at the end. You know, hope we really get this song right here, man. Get the song queued up. Let's do it. This is Come and Talk to Me, Jodeci, this is the remix, not the album version, the remix, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Let's do this fucking song. Let's play this shit, Rudy.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name. Oh, come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name. Oh, yeah. Woo. You look so sexy.
Love that song right there. Jodeci with Come and Talk to Me, the remix version, not the album version, of course. Album version, a little bit more mellow contemporary. This one right here, set that fucking tone for some panty dropping, let me tell you. You know, man, I know a lot of kids were made to this song. I know a lot of us probably waited till we got older to play that song right there. That song I've had ever since I was, you know, that age, man, when that year came out. So I've always had that song in my hand. You know, I've used it maybe once or twice, you know. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed it this week for the year 1992, man. You know, there are so many other songs out there that, you know, we missed that we know we could have brought to you. But we only get 7 songs a week that we get to play. And this is, you know, the 7 best songs, like I said, that just fell out of the sky onto my lap to showcase them for you. So many more out there. I know you guys want to check them out. Check them out online right now. Grab yourself a little playlist. Get yourself a little playlist together and get your songs together. Check them out. Ones we probably missed on here. Because, like I'm telling you, so many 1992 hits out there that we just only had time for 7, but so many more are out there. I wish I could have played them all. We'd be here all fucking day and night. I turned this into an 8-hour show and then some. But anyway, my name is Spanish Fly. And my boy Rudy Herrera right there behind the scenes taking care of the bullshit for you. You know, want to thank him once again and every other fucking week that he takes care of me. You know, also VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com for being a part of the show as well. Check him out at VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. Check out the fucking streetwear. Dope. Everybody, for everyone out there, no matter who you are, they got you covered. VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. All right. Spanish Fly out the door, about ready to enjoy my weekend, about ready to kick off this fucking Bulldog game here in a little while. Of course, beat Arizona State. Come on, we gotta knock that ass out, man. Gotta take home the Las Vegas Bowl. We're already Mountain West champs. Man, making a double whammy this year. Some championship fucking blood out there. All right, let's do this. Spanish Fly out the door. We will be back next week for some Christmas music, all right? Because why? It's going to be December the 21st, and it's fucking 4 days before Christmas when we do that show. Damn. Christmas Eve on Monday, Tuesday the 25th, Christmas Day. Damn. We're already getting all excited talking about it. I'm over here stuttering over my words. But anyway, I am Spanish Fly. I am out the door. I will talk to you guys next week. Take care of one another. Love each other. Love your family. You know, no matter what happens in life, always, always remain by your family and your loved ones' side. All right? Your boy Spanish Fly out. I'll talk to you guys next week.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.